Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 12, 2022. This is New Earth Support Team, like we do every week, members only edition. And for those who are on video, you may be noting that I've got a slightly different backdrop. I love the earth with flower of life that I've used as our symbol for a while, but I thought this is getting boring. It's beautiful, but it's the same. And I started playing with filters on my, I call it my photography program, but it's the one that does image editing, and discovered some filters that do some really cool things. This is like the earth with put through like seven mirrors and tweaked around. And I created some variations on the theme. So we will occasionally have some visual variety, not just the same old flower of life earth we've had for so long. So I can only stand so much sameness. I'm an Aquarius with Uranus on the ascendant. Got to shake things up once in a while. Anyhow, now that tangent is complete, welcome to New Earth Support Team. I want to welcome everyone who's live on the call at this moment, including Brian, Indiana, Eric, Eva, Laura, Nikki, Patricia, Renate, Jeannie, and an anonymous phone caller. Anonymous until they say who they might be anyway. So welcome to all of you who are live so far. I'm guessing some more folks will probably trickle in as we proceed, which usually happens. And thanks to all of you who are on the recording. You are just as welcome and just as much a participant as if you had been here live on the call. So since it's regulars for the most part, if not entirely, I will skip all the deep explanation like I did last week when it was our public call, and we'll just get into it. As always, I will ask that you do only this and not multitask. You are co-creating the field with us, whether you're live or on the recording. So please be fully focused as if you were right here in the room with me, please. And also, if you must leave before we finish, that's okay. But please do ask the allies to ease you out of the group field if you do that, whether you're live or on the recording. Again, everything applies just as much if you're on the recording. All right. So let's get going. I invite you now to relax into passivity. If you, as I set up the container, calling in the allies and the energy field, please just, if you feel that, just passively feel what it's doing on its own. It's very intelligent. If you don't feel it, just feel your breath come and go. Passively, either way, will be best. So I invite you to do that while I do this. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kwichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call in my own maximum embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. We call Quo the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. What a sweet feel. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a solid field. Anyone who now wishes to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, those allies are now welcome. Feel free to call them in if you wish. While you're doing that, I made the mistake of wearing a long sleeve shirt and it's way too hot. So I'm going to zip out for just a moment to put a different shirt on and I'll be holding space with you energetically and we'll be right back physically. So keep calling in your other allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. I'll be right back. Alrighty, thanks for your patience. Feels really good. Thanks for the extra allies. All right, I believe we have a good field and are ready to proceed. Excuse me. Next, we'll do our embodied awakening invocation. Get us all spruced up and ready for service. So I invite you to speak to your higher self. Please repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. As always, let the words go. Become passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively let it do its thing. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go passively. Oh, it's strong already. Wow. Yeah, it's kicking in super fast. So just relax, let it do its thing. As always, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen or stop anything happen, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive, let it do its thing on its own. If you get distracted, just gently come back to awareness of energy or breath. Use the least effort needed even to feel this, even if that's no effort at all. That may be the fastest we've ever hit embodied awakening. I should leave the room and change my shirt more often. Okay, the allies are here and ready. So just to check in on you guys, you humans. So if you feel the following is true, then you're in embodied awakening, and the criteria are no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if all that's happening, you're there. If not, just as close as you are is fine. We'll take any movement toward that we can get. And the allies are here and ready. So, allies, we come to serve the great global awakening. It is our privilege every week to show up and serve like this. So grateful to you, allies, for this opportunity. So, allies, we ask that the highest good of all involved is served, including us. So as you make use of us, those of us who are here to move into higher states, we know that everything that happens for us will be multiplied and magnified for the good of the collective on earth, whether it's challenging or blissful. So we ask allies that no one on the service team here get overwhelmed. Let us always be kept within what we can do in terms of both the bliss of awakening and the challenge of processing heavy energy. We know you would do that anyway. And as you know, allies, I say that mainly for the comfort of my human listeners, more than for you guys. Y'all know what to do already. Alrighty. So the energy's starting to move. Humans, please, pretty much what I said about embodied awakening applies here. Please, passive. Each of you is acting as a surrogate for many other humans on the planet. Whatever happens to you will be happening in some way for many others as well. So whether it's challenging, whether you feel heavy energy processing through your body, or whether it's blissful and ecstatic or euphoric or some of both, just let it be what it is. I encourage as much as possible, try to have no preference around whether at any given moment your experience is ecstatic or challenging. I guarantee it will not be too much either way. And just know that the allies are paying specifically attention to you, as they are to each and every one of us, and you'll be given the unique individual experience that will serve the collective and you, because every one of us who shows up to serve gains tremendous benefit by doing so. So now, passive, please, just let energy move. If you feel energy moving in you, just be the witness of that. Let it do its thing. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you are welcome here and are being of great value by offering your presence and your body for this beautiful work. Thank you. The allies are prompting me to add, everyone is safe. No harm will come to anyone here. Even if there is momentary challenge, you will be richly rewarded for whatever challenge you might endure as part of the service work. From this point forward, I have no idea how much I'll be talking. If there is long silence, that's okay. I may or may not do music. Depends what the allies inspire me to do. So just relax and let's get into it. Whoa, what a strong field already. So my understanding is whatever I feel on a call like this is being experienced by most of the attendees, and there's a very strong and sweet field already. It's pretty euphoric. Just relax and be that. You may find yourself feeling more and more like a being of energy rather than a being only of flesh. Just relax into that the best you can. My body just started to wiggle as energy moves through it to be processed. Feel free to let your body do this, shake, wiggle, move in any way it wants to. It's okay to cry or make noise or move your body around if it wants to move. Just as long as no one gets hurt, it's all good. The allies are encouraging me to raise grandfather on the left side to help this heavy energy move along a little quicker. So you'll be hearing me making the preparations for that. Continue resting in your process at the same time. May all that you be cleared from the Sagua de Florida may be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. Grandfather, I honor you, and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you, and we invite you into our heart. May all who should be cleared from this grandfather may it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. Feels good. This is basically tobacco tea that I drink through my nose in a traditional shamanic manner. I do this every morning at my mesa. It's a wonderful plant spirit helper. Grandfather, allies, please partner on this raise. As encouraged by the allies, I now raise on the left to encourage healing of the heavy energy, quick and efficient processing to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I now act as a surrogate for all those on this call and all others whose healing may be assisted by this raise. Let it be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. Now I wait to make sure the prayer is solidly in the medicine. I'll feel it when it is. Kind of swirls around and then concentrates. There it is. Then to seal it, I blow gently. And I raise. Left side for clearing. I really started putting a lot of heavy energy through my body more quickly. There's a lot of heat, holy fire. The bottoms of my feet are hot as heavy energy passes out. If you feel heavy energy moving through your body, just be passive. Don't try to process it from your ego, please. Just be passive. I promise you our divine allies can process it way better than your human self can. Give them a chance. Just a reassurance, you will not be given more heavy energy to process than you are capable of. It may be intense, it will absolutely not be too much. There are many groups who come together for the specific purpose of processing heavy energy for the collective, and that's part of what we do on these Monday night calls. I'm grateful for each and every one of you, live or on the recording, is willing to step up and serve in this way. If you let the allies do it, there will be no residue left. You'll be clean as a whistle by the time we're done, and you'll probably be a little bit more awake. So, good trade-off. Everybody wins. If you're processing heavy energy for others in any context, it's super important not to keep it, let it pass through onto the earth or up into the sky or wherever it wants to go. But don't keep it in you. It serves nobody for that to happen. Yeah, tonight's on the heavy side for sure. A lot of heavy energy moving through our field, but we're all sharing it and carrying the burden for each other. It's a beautiful thing to behold. Well done, folks. And now I'm starting to feel the bliss start to build through the whole body. It's just kind of warming up, but we've processed enough heavy energy, and now the more pleasant stuff's starting to come in. Our reward begins. There's still heavy energy processing, but it's going to kind of slowly segue from one to the other, it feels like. And as always, your experience may be different from what I am describing. If so, just go with what's happening for you. Please do not try to make your experience match my description. I'm narrating for hopefully the majority of people on the call, live and on the recording. But there will be many exceptions. So if you're the exception, just go with what's happening. The allies are orchestrating each of our experiences perfectly. They're very good at what they do. When I first came into this sort of work, there were parts of me that were very skeptical and mistrustful, and it took years for the allies to earn their trust. They have now. I trust the allies completely. So for what that's worth, that's how safe the container you're in is. Oh, it's getting sweeter. Yeah, the more you can relax, the better it'll work. The allies are saying that the field is now strong enough that there's no more need for anyone to try to focus or concentrate on anything. They're encouraging everyone to try just going to zero effort and just being. If you try that and it works for you, just stay at zero and everything will happen on autopilot from here, including your attention being placed where it's most suited for the moment. Of course, if you find you go to zero and you cannot hold concentration, then bring back just barely enough effort to hold it. But the allies are saying we really shouldn't have to. So try zero effort and see if you're still held in the field comfortably. Yeah, now we're going to a new divine level beyond the body, at least part of us is. Again, the invitation is to relax completely and just let consciousness move itself. Many of us are now deeply into a merged consciousness with everyone on the call who's able to hold awareness there. Well, let's put it this way. All of us have a part conscious at that level. Not all of our humans are necessarily conscious of it. So the blending is happening fully, but depending on your ability to hold awareness there is whether your human self will feel it or not. And now they're helping me be aware of the whole field of beautiful divine beings of service. Some are human, some are not. But the earth is just totally surrounded with so many beautiful beings who are here to help in this beautiful transition to a new golden age. Whether you feel them or not, whether you see them or not, just relax and know that some part of you is merged into this gorgeous service field. And now there's a mix of bliss and clean up all at the same time. For me anyway. So there's movement toward a really blissful stasis field, but there is some resistance to it by one or more people on the call. I don't know if they're live or on the recording. So as I sometimes do, I'm going to ask everyone in the call to go completely passive. Just for a moment, if you would. Just be. There we go. Thank you. That cleared the resistance, and now we're comfortably into that new field. Thank you very much. That resistance happens when either someone is trying to make something happen for their ego, or they're distracted. So whatever the problem was, it was resolved. Thank you. Yeah, pretty sweet bliss in this new field. Let's just enjoy this. Hmm. Sweeter yet. Relax and enjoy that beautiful bliss field. As always, I'm not making any of this happen. I'm just your empathic tour guide reporting what the allies are doing for us. And the frequency sweetens again. I apologize, there's no words for these states. I can just tell when they change. This is way beyond language. Okay, now they're going to have me raise grandfather on the right side to balance out. This will be to call in good energy. Got to empty that bucket before you can fill it up. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. Grandfather is a raise on the right. Please use me as a surrogate for the people on this call and all those we're serving. And may Sami, highest good energy, come in with this raise. Whatever energy will most serve highest good, let it come in and be distributed. Thank you. There it is. Just rest in this new state of consciousness. I invite you to relax completely, surrender fully, just be. It's like the energy is a warm, fuzzy blanket. Just relax in it. And the allies are assuring us that at this point, nobody needs to be focusing on anything. You're invited to just completely relax and be held. If there's a part of you skeptical about that, just try it for a moment and see if it feels okay. And if it feels okay, then try it a little bit longer. It's the energy equivalent of just soaking in a hot tub. And each of us is having that hot tub exactly the way you want it, the perfect temperature. Whatever oils you like in there are there. If you want bubbles, you got bubbles. Just let them tune it up just perfectly for you. They already know what you want. Just relax and receive it. As noted earlier, if your experience is different, just go with what's happening for you. I can only narrate for the majority. Well, big sorrow in the field. Someone's really doing a beautiful release. If you're feeling that sorrow, just let it come up. Others of us will be helping to process that. Many hands making light work, so to speak. So if you're feeling that sorrow, just feel it without resistance. Let it pass through you. If not, just experience whatever your experience is. Wow. That's the sorrow of the collective. As before, they're playing mix and match. Heavy energy processing merged with bliss all at the same time. The less you resist the challenge, the more you get the bliss. It's like the old shadow work axiom. You don't get the highest highs unless you're willing to feel the lowest lows. I think that sorrow's pretty much flushed out. Now I'm feeling mostly bliss again. Getting sweeter and deeper. For those on the live call, I am aware we're coming up on the hour. The allies still have us here. They may be going a little over an hour tonight. I don't know. I'm just along for the ride, along with everybody else. So, as always, if you have to leave early, then just ask them to please ease you out of the field. Otherwise, we'll be done when we're done. Yeah. Now I'm starting to feel a little more physical body. I believe they're starting to just start to ease us into our bodies now. As usual, bringing back as much of this beautiful bliss into the body as serves highest good for each of us. So I invite you to stay passive and let them integrate as much of this Sami, highest celestial energy, into your physical body as serves highest good. I'm feeling heat in the feet, which lets me know that some heavy energy is needing to be cleared to make room for this higher vibration energy. If you are feeling a little clearing or healing yourself, it's okay. It's all purposeful. Please relax and allow. Okay, that feels like a good grounding. So again, see if you feel like you're in your body. Just don't expect it to feel the same as when we started. Just note how you feel. And I'm going to close the container. 9 o'clock, 1 hour on the nose. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Kuichi Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful service opportunity. So grateful to have been a part of this. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, if there's anyone you're working with who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Allies, I ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? All righty. Wow. Strong. As always, we'll now open it up for feedback. Unmuting is allowed. Anyone who wants to unmute and speak, feel free to do that. If you're on the phone, that's *6. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's also fine. If you'd rather just hang out and stay in your bliss, that's fine too. But we'll leave some time open in case anyone wants to share something. The energy is still really, really strong for me. Probably why y'all aren't just jumping in here.
I'm supposed to talk or type? Are you kidding me?
While you're hanging out, I'll give you a quick book update. Again, this is September 12th. The book will publish probably the first week of October on Amazon, the invocation book. And just yesterday, I completed all of the invocation reminders. One of the bonuses, people can get sign up for either 2 or 4 emails a day to remind them to do the embodied awakening and see if they're in the state. So that's all set up and automated. I've started working on the challenges that are promised in the book as well, where they can get reminders every day to do 1 or more invocations every day to start getting consistent and good at them. However, I had to take a break because my mid-month forecast is due for astrology. So I'll try to wrap that up tomorrow or the next day and then jump right back into the book stuff. And also my editor is going to get her edits back to me no later than Wednesday. And then I can incorporate those into the final manuscript. Excited about that. So lots happening on the book front. I'm on schedule for publication in early October as desired. So I can hit my little electional astrology window for a really awesome launch time. Nikki has typed, says, still going, woo-wee. I understand, Nikki. So am I. I've done this stuff so long I can actually talk in the middle of it. Yeah. In recent years, I developed the reputation as the guy in the ayahuasca ceremony who can be completely under the influence and still get up and do physical stuff when it has to be done. Maybe it's all the earth in my chart. Any other feedback, questions, anything at all? Brian has typed, thank you, Benjamin, and to our allies, to all our allies. Very grateful for this time and energy. Felt some heavy energy being cleared. Excellent. Sanmati, welcome back, Sanmati. She types, thank you, Benjamin. This was wonderful. I feel light and happy. And they both sent praying hands and other lovely icons. Thank you, Brian and Sanmati, for that beautiful feedback. That is one of the things you'll learn as you get accustomed to this kind of work, how to remain functional even when you're still profoundly altered. Patricia types, so lovely. Thanks all. Anybody else care to ask or speak or type or anything like that? And I think I read Kathy, but I'm going to do it again just in case. Kathy typed, thanks, that was so awesome and blissful. And then Jeannie just typed, beautiful energies with the allies as they had many teams with thousands more higher beings, much battling of low vibration beings of the earth. I ended on the back flying in tandem of my huge angel, brought me slowly down from the heavens. Sweet. Like an awesome experience, Jeannie. Thank you for sharing that. Deanna types, thank you all, y'all. Still so powerful. This actually feels a lot like I sometimes feel at the end of an ayahuasca ceremony, that you're functional but profoundly altered. Anybody else? Question, comment, anything at all? Okay, last call for feedback before we close the call. All right, that's a wrap then. Thank you all so much. What a beautiful night. So grateful to all of you for being here. And we've got... see, 1, 2, 3 more events. Do we have 4 this week? I guess we do. 4 events. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have an office hour from noon to 1 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, EDT. So come there if you want to just pop in and ask me a question or whatever. Just, it's kind of a come in, ask your question, go away, or you can hang out if you want to. But I'll be there for an hour, again tomorrow, noon to one, on the Zoom call. Then Wednesday night, I believe it's Gentle Group Healing. And then Thursday night, we've got, let's see, what is it? I think it's community support, but I'm going to double check myself. You think I'd remember, but I'm going to have to check. Bear with me a second. Let me get that up. Have to check my own schedule. Okay. Yep, Wednesday's Gentle Group Healing, Thursday's Community Support. So there's actually four events this week. Wow, Monday through Thursday. That's a busy week. All right, so you're welcome to join any or all those events or check them out on the archive afterward. Of course, office hour is not recorded, so that's just you and me and whoever may else be there at that moment. All right, let me make one last check to see if there's been anything typed. Nope. Looks like we are complete. Thank you, thank you, thank you, one and all. Again, just perpetually grateful that you all show up and create this amazing elite group of lightworkers that we've become. Super, super grateful. Thank you all. And see you soon. Bye-bye.